You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. The Kearney Fire north of Boise has destroyed one home and threatens between 75 and 100 others. It started Monday night in the Wilderness Ranch subdivision between Boise and Idaho City. The Boise County Sheriff says it was arson, and an 18-year-old firefighter has been arrested. Adam Cotterell has been covering this fire today. He's with us now. Adam, what did you see?
I saw the place where the fire started. A few feet of yellow tape marks the spot on the side of a dirt road where police say an 18-year-old man started a fire last night, probably with a pile of pine cones. Witnesses identified the man to the sheriff's department. They made an arrest, and Boise County's chief deputy says he later confessed.
Who is this 18-year-old man?
Nathaniel Bartholomew has been charged with felony arson. Dale Rogers with the sheriff's office says the suspect lives in the Roby Creek area where the fire started, and he's a member of a local volunteer fire department. Rogers says the suspect would have known the fire would spread quickly up the hillside, but he does not think the suspect intended to damage property.
I think when he started it, he had another intent, and that intent might have been recognition from a family member who is a firefighter.
Rogers later confirmed the suspect's father is also a member of a volunteer fire crew. Boise County Police have only made the one arrest, but Rogers says there is at least one more person of interest. The witnesses who reported the fire saw more than one person leaving the scene.
And what do we know about this fire?
Well, it's burned more than 100 acres, and more than 100 people are working to contain it. They're having a tough time of it, though, because of the steep terrain. Twice in the night, the fire jumped the lines they had established. In the Wilderness Ranch area, the houses are spread out, but there are a lot of them. A spokeswoman for Idaho's Department of Lands said 75 to 100 homes are threatened, but Dale Rogers from the Sheriff's Department put it at several hundred.
And one of those houses is burned.
Yes, but fortunately the owners were out of town. I saw the ruins of that house. All that's left is a smoldering concrete foundation and a twisted metal roof. I could see the shadows of what these people lost. A charred washer dryer poking through the rubble, a blackened metal basketball hoop surrounded by melted glass from the backboard, a trampoline on which the jumping surface had melted.
Have there been any evacuations?
Fire officials have issued an evacuation recommendation. It's not mandatory, but many people have left. I spoke to some of them, as well as some who haven't yet. Darlene Owens was with her next-door neighbor, Bess, waiting to find out if they'd have to leave.
Police officer actually came into my home and told me I had to leave, and I was already getting things out, so I had to go to Bess's home and wait there till they could tell us when they wanted us to go down. And luckily, we didn't have to. The fire crews were awesome, sir. Awesome.
Owen says the fire came right up to her house in the night, but the firefighter saved it.
How's she holding up?
She says she's pretty shaken up. Jittery was how she put it. We talked about how the fire started. The arson suspect is one of her neighbors, probably someone she knows. She just shook her head and said, God save him. God save him.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Adam Cotterell. He's been covering the Kearney fire today. You can see his pictures on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.